welcome to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad, where we discuss today Chad actually doing what he wants to do. So before we get into it, I happen to be on Chad Meisenheimer's Facebook as usual. Quote, I'm super annoyed. I requested a lift at 8:15 a.m. and 20 minutes waited for the driver, then he cancels. Then they assign me another driver, wait 15 minutes, and then they cancel. Lyft can suck a bag of fuzzy dicks, man. Now I'm late for my rehearsal. So that's what I wake up to today or whenever I logged on. So my question is, that's 35 minutes. You were doing what? Just waiting?
Just waiting. So I basically just sat there waiting. The first guy, I had to wait, 20 minutes. And he literally was dropping off a ride down the street from my apartment complex. And then he canceled. And then so he had to reassign another driver. And this driver was close to, it was off of Victory, which is like two streets up from my apartment. Then they canceled after agreeing to it. And then they have someone from Encino. He was all the way in Encino. And he hit me. And then he canceled 9 minutes. And then I finally got someone who picked me up in 6 minutes. And to get me to my rehearsal, which is like 18 to 20 minutes away, depending on traffic. But luckily, he listened to my instructions where I was like, yo, let's just cut across Burbank Boulevard. Yes, it's 12 lights, but we'll get to the 405 in no time, which we did, which was perfect. And then I got to my rehearsal about, I got to my rehearsal about 9:45, like 45 minutes late.
One question. I've never taken a Lyft. I've taken Uber. Does it tell you the driver know your name?
Yeah, they send you all the information. It goes right into their queue. So they know the name and where they're picking you up. They don't know where you're going till they pick you up.
So my question is it because your name is Chad Meisenheimer? They've heard you're a comedian. They're like, I'm not going to get that guy in my car.
No, sometimes the driver has other things to do. Maybe like get gas, if they need to take a crap. I don't know. Like I'm not like bagging on the drivers or anything, but three drivers in a row, I was just like, are you freaking kidding me? Because I'm using this as a test run for the film, because the film I'm in, we're shooting March 27th through April 4th. And that's 6 days of filming with only 2 days off. And I have to lift to and from all the locations. They're reimbursing me, but that's going to be like $300 worth of lift.
So here's a question for you. The Lyft driver parks his car, comes to your front door, and he asks you to use your bathroom. Do you let him?
They can't leave their car. They're not supposed to leave their car. They're supposed to like log out and then use a gas station or something.
He's okay. He's logged out. He's come to your door anyway and knocked on your door. Do you want to use your bathroom?
I'd be like, unless you give me a blowing cradle on my balls, maybe. But I would never let anyone use my bathroom, especially a stranger.
Okay. This blonde that can talk has become an Uber driver in L.A. because she's an actor. So we know she's in L.A. occasionally. She comes to your door and says, hey, hi, Chad, I'm your Uber driver. Do you let her use your bathroom?
I'd be like, me gusta chichi grandes. then I'll let her in. I'm like, okay.
So you've lived in L.A.
I can't turn down boobies. Boobies! Okay.
You've been in California for a long time. How much Spanish does Chad know?
I understand it a lot more than I speak it.
Okay.
I understand a lot more. Because like, I have to know, because like, a lot of my ex-girlfriends are are Mexican. So I need to know if they're going to fucking stab me in my sleep or something. Because I'm very attached to my huevos.
That's true. Okay. Now you're in your lift. You've gotten to your whatever this short is. Which I'm not allowed to know about because you've banned me from knowing anything. How did the rehearsal go?
actually, it went really, really well. It was kind of funny because I showed up. We did a table reading via Zoom, which is everything right now. All the auditions are like submission, like self tapes. And then we all, because we're all from the different areas, because like one actor is like coming from Irvine, which is like 2 hours away. One actor is coming away from like an hour and a half. And then there's a couple actors down in my area. And then there's a couple, yeah, it's just all over the place. And it's like, but we all showed up on set. And then like I was late, so they were already in like middle of a rehearsal. But when I came in, like I'm a professional. Like you could tell me, that's why I tell them, like I'm not one of those people like into like rehearsal a lot. It's nice. But a lot of times, no, like the budget movies that I've worked on, there's no time for rehearsals and there's no money for rehearsals. So I'm very accustomed of being off booked right away. If they have like a floor plan, this is the director side of me too. If they have like a floor plan, or like a layout or like the blocking and stuff, like a stage, that's pretty much what theater acting is, because they have the whole stage and they block everything out. So I could look at it, memorize it, like, okay, I'm ready, I'm go. That's how I kind of like incorporate into my film acting. So it's just like I could just do it that way. And I pick up things really quick. Like with my acting too, it's very – I've always like maybe 2-3 takes. Only one shot when I was shooting a movie a couple weeks ago, that feature, which I can tell the title. The title's called First Person it's a First Person Survivor. I can't say anything more else about, but that's just the title, First Person Survivor. There's one take. One shot. We did like maybe 17 takes because I couldn't word this. I couldn't word the lines right. and the director behind the camera is like, oh, here's another Chad. Because he knows who I am. He's like, oh, here's another Chadism. Because I have very, like, my speech is very tonal. I have very weird, I accent certain words, which means I emphasize certain words, sort of like Christopher Walken. And my mind sees it and it does weird things where it sees where the comedy is and it's just kind of cadence. And I usually emphasize one word and then what the writer's trying to say or something to kind of make it my own. And as always, like people who know me, they go, another Chadism. Oh, Chad's doing another Chadism. Because I reverse words sometimes and stuff, so it's interesting. That's just the thing right there.
You can't talk about your projects until they're released. I understand that, at least not to me and to others. Do you tell your mother about projects that you're doing? Does she know the inside scoop?
No, I don't tell anyone. I'm not going to see. That's the thing is, it's like I usually keep my mouth shut until a project comes out now because I came to a point where even when I was showing my sample headshots, I have enough haters already talking shit about it on social media. Like when you joke about it, it's like it's goofing around. But there's some people who are on my friends list and stuff. They're like, oh, these comments like, oh, this and that. And like, oh, less crazy, more cowbell. Like I'm just sitting there looking at these people like, I'm like, are you fucking for real? I'm like, what the hell does that even fucking mean? I'm like, so, cause like my headshots are pretty like decent. We finally got them done today. So I'm like, they're all up on Actors Access and LA Casting finally. So my managers are all excited. But it's been a very, I don't even think I mentioned that even. Like it's been an interesting 2 weeks. Like, can we hold on for 1 second? You're breathing really heavy over there.
Sorry.
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It's like I'm keeping this in. Screw you.
I know. I'm like, you again. Fucking Canadian gorilla. But no, so the last 2 weeks was very interesting because, like, low key, I was really thinking about moving back in NorCal because I was just like, there's no acting for like 2 years. So I'm like, whatever. And then I was already meeting agents and managers, and those were going like okay, but I wasn't interested in any of them. And then all of a sudden, I met with this talent management, which was really good. They understood what I wanted and everything. It's a smaller management company. The main guy, he was an agent for 10 years before he came over there. And before that, he was in the film and TV production, so he knows the whole production experience and stuff, which I was looking for as a writer. So when I do packaging deals and stuff for as a writer who's trying to act in my own stuff. And then the chick, she's been in a former SAG actress for 30 years. So she knew all the union stuff, casting directors and all that stuff already. So it's a really good mix. And it was funny because right after I signed, because like it was an hour and 45 minutes, I had a meeting with them. It's like, told them what I wanted to do, what I want my path to be. They're like, we see it, let's do it. And so I signed the contracts. And then when I was leaving that, that's when I got the one feature because my friend called me up like, hey, I'm shooting a feature. I need a couple of actors. I know you're looking for a gig. He basically was like the P.T. Anderson to my Bradley Cooper because that's how, like, if it wasn't for Licorice Pizza, Bradley Cooper was actually about thinking about quitting acting. So I was just like, oh, kind of was like, it's like, hey, you know, it's a smaller role. Like, I thought it was just going to be maybe like one scene. It turned out to be four scenes. So it was like a supporting role. So I played a character that I liked in it. It didn't have a script per se. I could say that. It didn't have a script per se, but it did have a script. So, like, right after that meeting, I got offered that, and I was like, you know what? Deal. Let's do it. I'll do it. And then that following week, I had to get my managers were like, hey, we need new headshots. Paid $400 for that, to those headshots and everything. And the photographer was really, really good. And then and this other short film was like, hey, you know, we know you auditioned for this lead role, but we really want you to be the supporting role. Which is ironic because I'm almost in every scene of the movie, probably three or four scenes I'm not in. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm a supporting role, but but I'm in four scenes. I'm like, wow, I'm not in four scenes, but I was not in four scenes. And it's like a 19-page script. Let's see. But yeah, so.
Okay, I have a few questions. Just so everybody knows, I had to mute my mic to make him happy, so I just want everybody to know that. So now you have an agent. You had a feature film.
Manager, and a manager.
That's different?
Yeah, managers are different than agents.
Explain that to me then.
Okay, so managers are like an overall of your career. They know the difference is they know casting directors. They know agents. They basically help you career plan. Like, they do submit you for stuff, but agents are bonded from state. You have to be licensed to be considered an agent. They only get 10% of your stuff, like your percentage of your commission, because they're out there soliciting. They're selling you. Where managers, they're not licensed. They can't sell you, but they make more money, 15%, because they're doing more stuff and they're using more business deals. Whereas it's like agents focus on one thing where my manager could be like, hey, Chad, I know someone at Fox Studios or someone, they want to hear you pitch an idea. Oh, hey, Chad, we know this agent. He's looking for someone. We think you'd be a good mix for him. Let's set you up for a meeting and see what happens. Or, hey, Chad, I know this casting director. They're looking for someone to be in, say, for example, Blue Bloods or something. They need it quickly. You think you want to be interested in doing it? Boom. That's how they do it.
When do you start on Blue Bloods? Because I've like watched that episode and can't stop laughing.
What's ironic is because my managers are actually trying to get me on that show to do an episode. That's why I use it as an example too. But I can't really talk about all that detail yet either.
So. Okay, I want to get into some.
Because my managers, they work on both ends of the coast. They work in New York and LA, and it's a boutique, so they want to keep everything focused.
I can't wait your dead body on SVU.
No, it'd be a talking role. It wouldn't be fucking body. I won't do anything. I don't do – like, no, because, like, their thing is they won't submit me on anything under $300. So if it's not 300, like, more than 300 a day, it'll be like, nope, sorry, which is great because I'm the same way. And for my stuff, when I do self-submissions, I usually charge, like, 200 to 250 a day. Unless it's a really good script or a friend, I'll be like, okay, maybe 125, 150. But that's if I really like the project and if they're good friends or collaborators.
First thing, if I ever get a bill from you, you're done.
A what?
A bill. Anything. An hourly rate, you're out of here. Two, do your manager get a cut of your short film and your feature you just did?
No, they don't. Because they didn't find the projects. Like, these were projects that happened before I signed with them. So, but also it's just like, so that's the thing where it's, I have two managers, but yeah, they don't get anything for the feature and they don't get anything for the short film.
Do they get any money on merchandise sales from 20 minutes with Chad?
No, I had to put that in my contract actually. Actually for my contracts, I exclude, anything I write, direct, and produce, unless there's a packaging deal, anything, and also the podcasting. They don't get anything for that, or stand up, unless it's put into written contract.
So our show made a contract?
Yeah, you have to. Like, this is like, so I don't get like, well, we don't make any money anyways at the moment, but I'm just saying, if this comes overnight success, like in the next 6 months, I'd be like, no, it's only for me.
That's funny. So do you think this is your year then? It sounds like it is. Like, you have more projects already. It sounds like you've got a third one coming up. It sounds like this manager thing is going to be a go in a few months. Like, it's going to take some time.
Yeah. No, because like they're submitting me for like stuff because they're using my old headshot and they're like, Chad, we're submitting your old headshot, and the new ones they really like. You're like, okay, these are going to get you roles. And that's one thing. They're trying to send me out. Like, it's funny because when I was like the fat, funny guy, that was my kind of my character type. But now that I'm older and not fat, they're like, you can play goofy dad roles or goofy uncle roles. And I'm like, what you're saying, I'm old? And I'm like, I looked at like even the day where I was just like, they were shooting sequences at the rehearsal. And I'm like, oh man, I really can play a goofy dad or obnoxious neighbor or the man child uncle, where it's just like, I'm not that fat funny guy no more. So it's just like, and they're like, oh, we can also do this. And they also want me to do some dramatic work too, which I'm like, I could do that. I am a professionally trained actor. I've done drama. It's just, I just don't put it in, I think, because I know my wheelhouse. Comedy is my wheelhouse.
So Jeff Garland got kicked off the Goldbergs. Mm-hmm. When's your audition for the Goldbergs then?
It'd be his body double. My head's missing. I think they're only doing one more season. I don't even think that. I've never been big in the Goldbergs. Never been big in that.
Hold on. If Goldbergs calls and say, we want the chat, you're telling me you ain't going to show up? I don't believe that for a second.
It depends. I mean, if it's good, if it's not like just a walk. Like, see, I don't do extra work.
I'm talking, you're taking over as Uncle Chad in that household.
Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd be like, okay, heartbeat. Yeah, like I'd definitely do that.
Well, Chad's manager, because we know you're listening, Goldberg's Chad. That's all I have to say. Let's get that done.
No, it's just like, it's just like, I have a really clear vision. Like, I'm hoping to get a couple more movies. I want a big payday kind of acting role. Be kind of nice to have that little financial stability. And then also they've been putting me out for commercials too. So I'm like, that's where like a lot of the big money is. So I'm like, okay, you know, if I could do two commercials that pay me like 50 grand or something, I'd be happy. So I'd be like, okay.
I can't wait till Chad sells Canadian maple syrup. That would be my dream. There's Chad on a moose holding this maple syrup going, hey, you should try this. It's good. Even me, an American, likes it. I think that would be the perfect commercial.
Oh, my God, right? It would be just my luck or some Preparation H commercial. I just could see it happening like that, some Preparation H or toilet paper commercial. Like, This Charmin's so soft, it makes my booty feel like a baby's bottom.
I guarantee if you do that commercial, I will use all that for commercials on this show. So I can be cool like your uncle. Speaking right. of your uncle, has that show come out yet? Unlike this show that comes out regularly when people have time for it.
I haven't actually asked him yet. I think he's still editing it because I know he does other things. So I'll definitely have to ask him. So we'll see. We'll
Interesting. See. You cheat on me and the show doesn't even come out.
No, it's going to come out. It's just like he just takes his time for editing and stuff.
So what, 6 to 8 months from now when it's no longer interesting?
No, I think it's going to be sooner than that. I just haven't talked to him because I've been so busy. Like I've been busy, like super busy.
Because you're like, making time for me finally. I see how it works.
it's like from doing two movies to doing my headshots to manager meetings and stuff. So I was just like, it's been super busy. And then if I get this other audition that's coming up, hopefully, well, we'll see what happens. So fingers crossed. So it's just like, I finally got my headshots up and out. I finally finalized those. So that part's done. So now I can relax a little bit, shoot that movie, and then hopefully get a couple of little money to set up my new, self-tape package, I guess, because I need to get a new light. I'm gonna have to cheat a light. I have to buy an LED light or something to make my acting, like my self-tapes, look better lit, and then get like a backdrop type thing so I don't have like this crazy like ghetto ass white wall. Yeah, all right, pretty much what I have to do.
Well, that's it. I'm done. Go to your uncle. Goodbye.